John Berger took charge of his health. John decided to have a screening carotid ultrasound done. A high-grade narrowing was discovered, so that was a good idea. John also decided how the carotid narrowing, his high-grade carotid narrowing, was to be addressed. John took Rejuvitate for 6 months, and now his 90 to 99% narrowing has become a 50 to 79% narrowing. So taking Rejuvitate was also a good idea. John has given me permission to share his story with you. And do note, just because John did well, it doesn't mean that everyone will, and it doesn't mean that you should decline surgery when it's recommended to you by your physician. We want you to work with your doctor. Take charge of your health, but work with your doctor. John is a vigorous and active 75-year-old man. John's blood pressure is normal, as are his blood sugar and cholesterol values. He quit smoking in 1983. John is on no medication. John's doctor told him, and I quote, that he was as strong as a bull. I'd like that. I hope my doctor tells me that when I'm 75. John is a take-charge kind of guy. He knows that just because his blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol are all normal, and just because his physician can't find anything wrong with him, John knows that he could still have vascular disease, a blockage in his heart, or inadequate blood flow to his brain. John and his life partner are aware of the problem of carotid artery disease, plaque that can slowly and silently build up in the vessels serving the front of the brain, leading to stroke, often without any warning. This happened to a family member, so when a screening carotid ultrasound program was offered in their community, John and his life partner had scans done. Both had high-grade narrowings, so getting the scans done was a good idea. It's always a good idea. It's always a good idea to get involved, to take personal charge and responsibility for your health. John's partner underwent carotid artery revascularization surgery. That was her decision, and it worked out well. John had his ultrasound repeated in the vascular department of his local hospital, and it was abnormal, as expected. The blood flow velocity in John's left carotid artery was elevated at 316. That's 316 centimeters per second. It should be below 50. A 90 to 95% narrowing was described, and surgery was recommended. John decided not to have surgery. He did undergo a repeat ultrasound 1 year later, this one at the University of Southern California Hospital, and it was worse, as you would expect. As unaddressed, vascular disease will progress. The left carotid artery blood flow velocity had increased from 316 to 320, and the percent narrowing was now in the 90 to 99% range. Again, surgery was recommended, just what I would have recommended if John were my patient. There is a risk to carotid surgery, but it's not excessive, and with a 90-plus percent narrowing, especially a narrowing that's getting worse, surgery is felt to be the best approach, followed, of course, by a program designed to neutralize the factors that cause the artery to plug up in the first place, to keep the artery from re-narrowing, and to protect the other arteries of your body. John chose instead to begin the Rejuvitate Life System, a program that we designed to deal with the causes of plaque, the causes of plaque buildup that other doctors and other treatments are just not addressing. Remember, John's blood pressure, John's blood sugar, and John's cholesterol were all normal, but he still had a blockage, so it had to be something else that was causing the plaque to build up. Okay, so John decided not to have surgery. John decided instead to take Rejuvitate. What happened? How did John do? What happened to the 90 to 99% blockage in his carotid artery? John was not experiencing symptoms, at least I don't think he was, from the carotid artery narrowing. That's good and that's bad. We don't want you to experience symptoms. We want you to feel well. But it's also nice when symptoms warn you that a problem is present. John was experiencing dizziness with standing. That's probably not due to the carotid blockage, which would show itself as a weakness or a loss of function confined to the side of the body that is controlled by the side of the brain that is threatened by the one-sided arterial blockage. Weakness in one arm or a temporary loss of vision in one eye are the symptoms we associate with carotid disease. Dizziness with standing, John's only complaint, is more likely due to a problem in the autonomic nervous system's blood vessel command and control centers. Your blood vessels don't adjust properly to the standing position, you feel dizzy, a common problem in seniors. Well, this problem went away with Rejuvitate, and John remains a senior. Actually, he's a year older, and we can't do anything about that. So the dizziness is gone, good. But what about John's 90 to 99% narrowed carotid artery? John had his ultrasound repeated after 6 months of Rejuvitate, this time at the Loma Linda University Surgical Center. The carotid artery flow velocity had fallen from 320 to 250, down by over a fifth, and the 90 to 99% narrowing was now described as a 50 to 79% narrowing. You'll notice ultrasound reports don't give absolute numbers. A range is described, as we can't be that precise, but a reduction from 90 to 99% down to 50 to 79% is significant. And it's also, really, it's sort of unheard of. I've never seen a six-month reversal like this. And I've been in practice for 20 years, but here it happened. With Rejuvitate on board, I've got the reports right in front of me. John's surgeon still recommended surgery, probably because he'd never seen a reversal like this before and didn't understand it, and most likely he'd never heard of Rejuvitate. If John were my patient at this point, with an improving artery, I would not urge him to undergo surgery. I'd urge him to stay on Rejuvitate. The artery was getting better, and this was the decision John made. John's going to stay on Rejuvitate, and he will have ultrasound studies done in the future, and he will continue to take charge of his health. John Berger took charge of his health. He decided to have a screening carotid ultrasound done. That was a good idea. John decided to take Rejuvitate, and that turned out to be a good idea. Whether you do or do not have a blockage, and whether you do or do not ever undergo vascular surgery, we think taking Rejuvitate is a good idea. That's why we take it ourselves, because we don't want to develop vascular disease. We'd rather be rejuvenated.